Turning 100 is a big deal. And this year, the National Park Service is fetting its centennial big all year. This weekend, Whiskeytown National Recreation Area in Shasta County does its part to ring in the next century with class and a string section. Symphony on the Beach happens Saturday. We've got all the details on that event coming up, but first we want to welcome the man behind the music to be performed. He is the composer of In This Great Expanse, which will be performed by the Shasta Symphony Orchestra at Symphony on the Beach this weekend. The piece joins several original works by Dr. Dan Pinkston, premiered by the North State Symphony and Shasta Symphony Orchestra. Dr. Pinkston is an associate professor of music theory and composition at Simpson University in Reading, and he's our guest today. Dan, welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So how did you begin writing In This Great Expanse?
Well, the commission came from the Shasta Symphony Orchestra last spring as they were planning this concert. And I just started thinking about both the audience that would be at the concert at the beach and the orchestra themselves. I know many of the players. And then, of course, the beauty of the national parks and Whiskeytown in particular. So I had all those things in mind. I wanted to write a piece that would reflect the grandeur of the mountains and the lake and would also be enjoyable to the audience.
Can you talk more about your connection to a natural setting and how you use that or tap into it to write a piece of music?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a play-by-play connection in terms of I don't write one phrase that's supposed to be the mountain or something like that. But I spend a lot of time outdoors. I run, I hike. I've done swimming and biking outdoors. And, that's just one of the great joys of life is to see the grandeur of nature around you. And that's all over the North State, that we have beauty everywhere. So I just feel a connection there. And music is my other passion. And I think music is really a metaphor for the beauty of nature. It doesn't have to be, but it's not a direct correlation, but it's a metaphor for sort of the feelings you get when you're around beautiful nature.
How long have you been working on this piece premiering Saturday at Symphony on the Beach?
Yeah, I mean, I worked on this off and on during the spring semester at Simpson University, and then during the summer I finished it up. So it's just been about 5 months.
And at any point, did you have to scrap it completely and start again? Or tell us more about how those 5 months went for you.
I do often throw away a lot of music. I'll write more than I need, and then I'll give myself a few days break from the music, go back and listen to it, and cut the parts that aren't quite as interesting or exciting. But in this case, the piece I wrote is a short kind of concert opener, an overture. So it's not a ton of music. It's 3 or 4 minutes long. And I write very quickly. I'm a composer who, when I've got a groove going, the music flows, and then I may not write for a few days. So,
and so this 3 or 4 minute opener, still 5 minutes to get 3 or 4 minutes of music you're proud of. That doesn't seem like such a fast process to me as a non-composer. How long does a full length symphony? You've done several of those, I believe.
Yeah, it's thousands of hours, and of course that might spread out over a year or more. I have a teaching job; I don't have all day to sit around composing. But if I have a lot of time, those thousands of hours, can be done in a few weeks. But you're right; it takes a lot of time. It's kind of like writing a novel. You may write in a heat of inspiration, but then you're going to go back and edit, and so that could take months or years, to finish something of that scale.
Do you go back and change pieces of music that maybe you called done in 2012 or earlier than that even?
Yeah, I make minor changes, mostly at the suggestion of the conductor or the musicians, because they know what's maybe one of my ideas that needs to be louder or softer, or they know what's working for the players. So we make edits like that. We did some edits this week in rehearsal for Saturday, but those are minor edits. Changing a dynamic level or rescoring. I find it easier once a piece has been made public to let it live as is and then move on to write a new one.
We're talking with Reading-based composer Dr. Dan Pinkston. A piece of music he composed will be performed this weekend at Whiskeytown National Recreation Area, part of Symphony on the Beach, which is celebrating 100 years of the National Park Service this year. Dan, that rehearsal you just mentioned on Tuesday night, we actually have a clip of that rehearsal snagged by JPR's own Valerie Ng. Let's hear the Shasta Symphony Orchestra as they rehearse in this great expanse with Dwayne Corbin conducting. So you can hear the conductor there asking the symphony players to keep it crisp. Dan, are you pleased with how things are shaping up?
Well, yeah, that was just the first rehearsal. They were sight reading that, and they were working very hard. And by the end of that rehearsal, I mean, it was sounding very exciting. They were getting the passion of the piece. And, of course, they're going to rehearse many more hours. I mean, they have Friday night and Saturday morning, so it's going to be polished and good to go. I'm very excited about not just my piece, but just the whole event.
And for you, when you compose, working 5 months, as you mentioned, on this piece of music, a few minutes in length, do you ever hear it? Do you hear the symphony in your head as you're composing? Or was Tuesday night the first time that you had really heard a symphony perform your concepts and your composition?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I compose on a computer with notation software that will play it back. So you can hear, you know, your melodies and your rhythms in as you're writing them. So I'm very familiar with what the music sounds like. That being said, the computer never sounds as good as a real orchestra and real people. So yeah, it's always a thrill to hear, you know, humans and real instruments in a real space play something. Just listening to it on a computer with headphones does not compare at all.
And this event, you said you're excited. It is happening Saturday, August 20th. That's at Brandy Creek Beach in Whiskeytown National Recreation Area in Shasta County. Dan, do you have any personal connection? Did you spend time at this beach when you were trying to write this piece of music premiering there on Saturday night?
Yeah, I didn't spend time specifically at that beach for this piece, but my family and I, we go there all the time in the summer to swim. And I like to run on the trails close to Brandy Creek Beach. So yeah, it was a lot of memories there, a lot of beautiful evenings. And so, I have a connection to that whole national recreation area, just spending a lot of time there.
And you've been part of Symphony on the Beach before, right?
No, this is the second year of Symphony on the Beach. The last year I was not involved. My colleague, Dr. Dwayne Corbin, conducted that concert, and he's conducting Saturday as well. So I was not able to even make it last year, but I just heard great things about it.
I see. And there's also, is there a vocal component to In This Great Expanse, the music that you composed?
No. This piece is just for orchestra. It's instrumental.
Okay.
I think there is some vocal numbers on the concert. The concert is a wide range of music. I think Dr. Cyril Myers is singing a couple of jazz standards. So, yeah, there's a little bit of stylistic variety and something for everybody on the concert.
Right. Here the verbiage confused me a little bit, but the music is slated to start at 8 p.m. on Saturday with the Shasta Symphony beginning performing this music we've been discussing by Dr. Dan Pinkston, and then vocalist Cy Myers at a free event open to the public. Also something that sounds very beautiful here, they'll have personalized floating candle luminaries that'll be cruising around Brandy Creek Lagoon starting at 7:30 p.m. Park rangers will supply a small disc of wood that serves as a floating platform for the white paper bag and a small votive candle inside. So you can write a personal message on each of those luminaries, and then don't worry, it won't turn into litter. Kayak volunteers will manage the drifting candle luminaries once they have their visual effect. So again, all of this is happening at Whiskeytown National Recreation Area this weekend in Shasta County, starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Our guest, Dr. Dan Pinkston, we still have time for calls if you want to question the composer or you have any thoughts about how classical music is put together, how a symphony is put together. Bring them to us, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.com. park.org. So, Dan, in this great expanse, what other inspirations did you draw on to create the music?
Yeah, when I compose, I mean, I'm always drawing on the musicians and the composers who have influenced me. So, you know, when I just heard that clip that you played earlier of that rehearsal, you know, I hear echoes of Russian composers like Shostakovich or Stravinsky. You know, these are composers who've influenced my writing. I mean, I'm influenced by all kinds of music. But that's, you know, that's what we go back to. When you write an orchestral piece, you are writing a piece that comes from a long tradition of master composers. And so you're drawing on what's been done that works. You're trying to do something creative and new yourself at the same time.
It's interesting that you mention Igor Stravinsky by name there. You've argued for the relatability of U2 to Stravinsky. Does your work include U2 at this point? I mean, you just mentioned some of the sort of behemoths of the classical world, but what about popular music?
Sure, I'm influenced by pop music quite a bit. I mean, I'm a big U2 fan and listen to all kinds of pop and rock music, blues, jazz. So absolutely. I mean, music is, the materials of music, I teach music theory, are the same whether you're Bach or whether you're, you know, Black Sabbath or Metallica. It's all the same scales and chords and notes. I mean, it may be a different attitude or different instrumentation. But absolutely, I draw from a huge range of music.
And what about performing music in plain air like this? Is there a different strategy from the composer's side of things when you know it's going to be outside in a very ambient, kind of unpredictable environment?
Yeah, it's a very different situation. And this is a situation where I lean a lot on the conductor's knowledge because, like I said, Dr. Corbin did this last year. He conducts this orchestra all the time, the Shasta Symphony. So he was able to suggest, you know, make the trumpets louder here or bring the strings up. And those are very helpful suggestions to help get a better mix when you're outside. Of course, it's going to be professionally mic'd, and I think the music's going to be broadcast where it, you know, flows over the water quite a distance. Last year, people said they could hear it from quite a ways away. And, of course, the water adds something acoustically, too. I think the sound travels differently across water. So, yeah, I mean, to think differently about it, but again, you lean on the expertise of others around you to make that happen.
It strikes me that as a teacher of music, you're able to measure success in the progress of your students. How do you measure your success or your satisfaction with a work as a composer?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I'm a composer, and you mentioned that I'm a teacher. I mean, been teaching at Simpson University for 15 years. I think that in both cases, whether you're pouring into a student's life or whether you're composing a piece of music for a concert, it's a human event. I mean, for me, the satisfaction isn't how great my music sounds, but has an audience had a great time? Have they been moved? Seeing people and bringing people together through music is a more lasting value than just in hearing your music. I think about this. I've been thinking about this weekend because this concert is such a teamwork of so many different people. I mean, we have the National Parks, we have Whiskeytown, we have the orchestra members, we have Shasta College students, Simpson University students, professors from Simpson. We have all these different people working together, and it takes everybody. So that's kind of what brings me the most joy. Success, that I have my own standards about, do I like the way this music sounds and did I write the music I wanted to hear, whether people like it or not, but it is always nice to have an audience enjoy it.
Well, and that is likely to happen this Saturday at Whiskeytown National Recreation Area. They'll be celebrating 100 years of the National Park Service with another installation of Symphony on the Beach. We've been talking with Dr. Dan Pinkston. Dr. Pinkston, as we go out of this interview, is there anything else you want to add about the event or your contribution to it?
Just how honored I am to serve, you know, the North State and to serve this community with the music. I think it's going to be a super fun event. Very family friendly. There's going to be, like you mentioned, there's going to be those floating candles. Very beautiful visual effect and a variety of music. There's going to be food vendors and restaurants out there. So I just encourage people to come out. It's free, and they can celebrate music and nature at the same time.
All right, you can learn more at jeffexchange.org. We've got a link to the details there. Taking us out of the program today is Dan Pinkston's Symphony No. 2, composed in 2012 and commissioned by the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, conducted here by Duane Corbin. Thank you, Dan Pinkston, for being our guest today.
My pleasure. It's been fun.